West Georgia's first news for this Friday. From the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, one of the three documented men who served in World War II and is living in Carroll County today celebrated his 100th birthday this week. James Pack was born in West Virginia, October 17th, 1923.
Went through high school and played football on a track team. And lucky enough to be the Hall of Fame for football. My mother had 9 children, 6 boys and 3 girls. And I was number 7 on the list. And one thing, we went to church every Sunday.
Pack was the guest on a recent WLBB Community Voice.
I had a brother in the Army and a brother in the Navy. Me and another fellow, when they drafted him and I were talking, and he said, well, if we're going to fight, let's join the Marines. They're supposed to be the toughest. When we got off the bus in Montford Point in Camp Lejeune, and I said, Lord, what in the world did I get myself into? Because boot camp was tough. I was in 2 campaigns, Saipan and Okinawa.
The Carroll County Board of Commissioners will recognize PAC during their November board meeting. And that complete Community Voice program with PAC is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. A Douglasville man in a role of authority at Kids Peace in Bowdoin is facing a charge of sexual assault, accused of inappropriate sexual conduct with a patient at the facility. According to the Carroll County Schools website and the Kids Peace National Centers of Georgia Facebook page, Tevin Opoku was listed as interim principal in 2022 and this year had the title of principal at Kids Peace. He is no longer employed there and is in the Carroll County Jail on Friday. Kids Peace is a private charity dedicated to serving the behavioral and mental health needs of children, families, and communities. According to the Carroll County Sheriff's Office, deputies received a DFAX referral alleging inappropriate sexual conduct of a staff member and a patient at the inpatient facility. A forensic interview was conducted with the alleged female victim. The female indicated that an incident did occur with a teacher of the facility identified as Opoku. During the investigation, a search warrant was executed at the facility where records and security camera footage was obtained. Due to the evidence provided by the facility, probable cause was established for Opoku's arrest for the charges of sexual battery and sexual assault by person with supervisory authority. Opoku was taken into custody by Douglas County Sheriff's Office deputies and was transported to the Carroll County Jail. Deputies say the investigation into this matter continues. The Carroll County Schools District announcing Villarica High School Director of Bands Kevin Brown as the district's 2024-2025 Teacher of the Year on Thursday. Roopville Elementary School teacher Stacy Morris is named the system runner-up. Morris serves as first grade team leader at RES. Carroll County Board of Education is now a full board. Again, board members selecting retired educator Lawana Knight to complete the unexpired term of Clayton Kerbo, who passed away in August at the age of 46. The current term ends on December 31, 2024. Third District Congressman Drew Ferguson on Thursday claiming that his family and he received death threats soon after casting his vote for Steve Scalise in the second round of voting for a new Speaker of the House on Wednesday. Ferguson stating that as the Republican conference designee, he supported Congressman Jim Jordan on the first ballot on Tuesday. Following the first vote, he says he had genuine concerns about the threatening tactics and pressure campaigns that Jordan and his allies were using to leverage members for their votes. But Ferguson said he discussed that concern directly with Jordan and intended to support him on the second ballot. However, he says when the pressure campaigns and attacks on fellow members ramped up, it became clear to him that the House Republican Conference does not, quote, need a bully as the speaker. He then cast his vote for Majority Leader Steve Scalise, who he calls a principled conservative and unifying leader. Scalise of Louisiana dropped out of the speaker race prior to the first round of voting. And the Carroll County Humane Society hosting its 32nd annual Fun Dog Show this Saturday at the Pavilion at Longview Park in Carrollton. Registration and additional information is available via the CarrollCountyHumane.org website. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source in the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington.